Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Stacy joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. We're doing well. I'm good. Justin's a little tired. He just got back from Vegas.
Yeah, you know, rough.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh.
I know, right? Sucks to be him. Stacy, what's going on? Who are you having a problem with today?
All right. Well, I'm having a problem with my boyfriend Chris.
Uh-huh.
So here's the thing. He doesn't live here. He lives in Alabama. So we see each other, you know, on like weekends, and I'll go there and he'll come here. But it's not, we don't see each other every day. It's almost like long distance.
Exactly like long distance.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Right.
So, and you know, at the beginning of our relationship, we used to talk every day and every night before we'd go to bed. And,
right.
Lately he's been like, you know, sort of not wanting to do it. I mean, he says things like, you know, do we have to talk? And we don't have anything to talk about. I have nothing to say.
Do I have to talk to you again?
Do we have to?
So, okay.
You know what I mean? It's like he feels like we don't need to talk every day. And so, you know, I just feel like, you know, my feelings are hurt. I want to talk to him. I feel right. Like, especially because we're long distance, you know, we need to be talking more. We need to be communicating.
To keep the relationship,
you know,
strong. Yeah. All right. Hang on. Let's call Chris and find out if he maybe, you know, if he wants to talk to you today, and then we can all talk to him, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing? It's Mark Kay and Justin today from 95.1 WAPE. We're here in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
We host a radio show here.
Well, why are you calling me? How you guys doing?
Well, we're good. We're good. How's Alabama, by the way?
Oh, it's nice. You know, it's getting a little hot in the summer, but we're good. It's all good up here.
Oh, good.
How did you get my number? I'm confused.
Oh, fun fact. We got your number from Stacy, your girlfriend.
Are you serious? What's she doing? What is this?
Well, she happens to be on the phone with us. Stacy, say hi to Chris.
Hi.
Hey, Stacy, what's going on? You all right?
I'm fine. Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, Stacy called us up because she was a little concerned about your relationship. She said that lately, she said you don't like to talk to her on the phone every day, and that she feels that it's important that you guys connect, but you actually, did you tell her, you know, I don't want to talk to you every day, or we don't need to talk every day?
Well, I mean, we talk all the time. We text all the time. I mean, we're in constant communication, I feel like, but, you know.
Yeah, but
I don't...
you told me that we don't have to talk every day. I mean... Like, I miss you. That's my feelings. Like, why wouldn't we talk, you know, every day? That seems silly to me.
I feel like we do text every day, at least, and I don't
Not the same thing. Like, you should want to hear my voice, you know? We should want to make plans, like, talk about the future, you know? Like, I don't know.
But I feel like, you know, we talk about the future on the weekends. How often do we need to do that?
Weekend conversations
only. So,
yeah,
Chris, you feel
still out there.
Chris, you feel like it's unnecessary to call Stacy every single day when you're away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything else. Like, I go to work in the morning, I come home, I eat whatever's in the fridge,
right,
and I watch TV. Like, that's not exciting conversation.
Such a guy.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Can you guys hang on 1 second? We have to take a quick break, but we have some people, I'm sure, that want to comment. Can you guys hang tight?
Oh, God.
Sure. Yeah.
340-9595. When you're in a long distance relationship, do you have to talk on the phone every single day?
I think about her all the time. Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, you're on my mind. Why you got to be on my phone, too? 340-9595. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning, Mark. What's going on?
Hey, great, TJ. What'd you want to say?
Hey, you know, like, I get this guy. Like, I feel the same way, and I want to say I speak for most guys. Like, I hope something happens to me today so when I speak to my girlfriend next, I'll have something to talk about beyond the normal. Like, I hope something happens, because he's right. Like, what'd you do today? Well, I was breathing and walking and adulting, and yeah. I was living life.
I was breathing and walking at the same time. It was really phenomenal.
Yes, it was amazing. I mean, guys really don't want to discuss what they're really thinking.
So you understand, you understand what this guy's going through.
Yeah, and he's so nonchalant about it. He loved it. But you were like, oh, we got some people that want to comment. We have calls. He's like, oh, God.
No, I know.
He knows.
Hey, TJ, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Cody from Gainesville, how are you?
Good, you?
Good, Cody. What'd you want to say?
Not much. Just want to talk about the blown-off segment with Chris and his little communication issue with his girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I figured that part. What specifically do you want to say?
That, he may not feel like talking to his girlfriend, but, you know, talk about each other's day, you know?
Yeah. The only problem is he feels like he hasn't done anything exciting enough or worthwhile to talk about.
Right. Like, for example, I'll go home and my wife will say, how was the show? And I'll go, you know, we did What's Up. We did Blown Off. We did Am I Wrong? Megan's Still Not Engaged. We played the Chainsmoker 92 times and I came home. The usual.
Oh, that's the thing. It's your point of view, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If you look at things in a new perspective and think, well, you know what? Not everyone gets to see what I see and not everybody gets to do what I do. She don't get to see it, so you know, why don't I make it a little bit interesting and really,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we call that lying.
No, yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. How was your day? Well, I flew.
Yeah, I saved a man from a burning car, and he gave me a free monkey. I don't know. Corwin from the North Side, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
Great, Corwin. What do you want to say?
What I wanted to say was that it's very important to continuously have conversations with your significant other, but you need a break at times, because everything can get very stale if you just continuously talk. Like, you'll just get extremely bored.
No, I don't. You don't have to tell me.
It happens all the time for me and my girlfriend. Like, I'll fall asleep before calling her, and then the next day it'll be like, oh, look, we took a break. We can talk now.
just even the thought of talking to Justin's girlfriend on the phone puts him to sleep. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Henry, good morning. How are you from the South Side?
Hey.
Hey, Henry.
How's everything?
Hey, we're good, man. What'd you want to say, buddy?
Well, I've been in a long-distance relationship for a year. I asked my wife to marry me at the six-month period.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And right from the beginning, we had a destination, you know. We had a connection. And if you're in a long-distance relationship and there is a connection, there's way more to talk about every day during the day. You know what I mean? It's not boring.
So you're saying that you should talk to the person every single day?
No, what he's saying is they don't have a connection.
Oh.
What I'm saying is if you do have a connection, you should talk as much as you can.
Right,
you make plans,
right.
You make adjustments, because there's a goal, you know, when you're in a team and you have a member. You need to pass the ball back and forth, not just hog the ball, you know, not worry about it.
Right, and that's you're right. You don't just have to talk, like, recap your day. It's not like you could talk about other things, your hopes, your dreams, your desires.
The Kardashians.
Your future, your goals.
Maybe he just has no goals.
Oh.
Maybe he has no goals. You know? Maybe that's just all the right
reason. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, Henry. Marie from Ortega, how are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Great, Marie. What's your idea for this couple? What do they do?
Well, the first thing that I heard him say was, he thinks about her, and shouldn't that be good enough? So my question is when he thinks about her, what is he doing to let her know that?
Right.
Communication is huge. My boyfriend and I are long distance, and, you know, there are things that seem mundane in everyday life, but you look for that when you don't get to see each other all day. So sometimes he'll reload my Starbucks card, and he'll call me, and we'll have a coffee date. And we'll talk for, like, 10 minutes. Yeah, I have a good one.
I hope my wife's not listening, because.
Or he'll, he'll go to the grocery store and he'll call me and say, "Hey, do you have time to go grocery shopping with me?" And he'll just talk to me while he picks out his laundry detergent.
Huh.
And it's just that little stuff that we would do if we were together that would give us a sense of normalcy.
Cool. I like some of my girlfriend's memes.
I know
random memes, and she's like, "Oh my God, stop doing that."
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
I told him, I said, "If you send a girl a meme, she'll be nice to you for at least 4 hours."
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. You're right. You can't just say, I was thinking about you. You have to, because, you know, I'll say to my wife, I was thinking about taking out the garbage.
Nope.
And she's like, but you didn't actually do it.
Right.
I'm like, right, well.
But if you send her a meme about it.
Okay, maybe. Justin, quick, give me a good taking out the garbage meme. Well, look, Chris, a lot of people are saying you should, you know, you should want to talk to her. Like, if you guys were here together, you would probably talk to her every day.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're not together makes it even more important to stay connected.
I mean, I will say long distance is difficult, but I think talking on the phone, I don't like talking on the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got this thing in my pocket, but every time it rings, it's like, you know, nails across a chalkboard. But I do, she's like,
you know, she's calling me again.
Chris, you know what you could do is just play some, like, app, like put it on speakerphone and then, like, play some games on your phone while you're talking.
Oh, is that what you do? Xbox? Well,
that's what I do.
What if you guys did, like, naughty FaceTimes or something? Would that make it more exciting? Like, naked FaceTime, Stacey? Would you be into that?
Totally.
Oh.
Is there any way that we can just have you on the phone? I've seen myself in a mirror. I don't want to break my phone.
Okay, right, hang on.
Do you see what I'm dealing with?
Yeah, no. Okay, hang on. Hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.